Jerry Bader Show, 949, 406-1360 in the Green Bay area. Everywhere else, 888-455-1360. I had been taken by these ads during football games, mostly where I see them. Cars that bail a driver out if they're about to rear-end another car, automatically hits the brakes. And I discovered that, in fact, we're much closer to the completely self-driven car than you realize. Google's target date has been 2017. All these ads you see, where cars are doing more and more of the work, the ultimate goal is the self-driven car. This is from Time Magazine. As I mentioned, it points out the newer poll from carinsurance.com, also that found about 20% of drivers right now today would accept a self-driven car. But it's amazing how much more comfortable drivers are with self-driving cars when they help you save money. In the same carinsurance.com survey, drivers were asked if they would consider a self-driving car if owning one meant an 80% discount on their usual auto insurance premiums. 90% of drivers said yes. Apparently, perceived risk is a lot easier to swallow if it means lower bills. Interestingly, the reason that autonomous vehicles could theoretically be accompanied by cheaper insurance premiums is they are projected to be much safer than cars with humans in control. And listen carefully to this, because this is where I want your thoughts. They are projected to be much safer than cars with humans in control. While 75% of drivers in the car insurance survey thought they could drive an automobile better than a computer, a new paper from Eno Center for Transportation states that, plainly, autonomous vehicles have the potential to be dramatically safer, dramatically reduce crashes. It is believed that more than 90% of traffic accidents are the result of driver error. Researchers estimate that if just 10% of the cars in the U.S. were autonomous, there would be 200,000 fewer accidents a year and 1,100 lives would be saved each year. Got an email on this already, saying this: auto-driven cars are idiotic. If they work like most other things, there will be a lot of deaths, which bottom-feeding attorneys will sue the hell out of the car companies, and they won't do it. See, I'm not so sure about that. I think the answer is the hybrid, a car that does a lot more of the work, like the ads you're seeing on TV right now, but that you're still in control. I find it fascinating that if it reduces your insurance, 90% of Americans would take cars where they're not in control. I don't think they're being honest. I want to see what you think about this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Would you really give up control? Would you really? Would you sit there? Because understand, an autonomous car isn't going to speed. It's not going to pass with any level of risk to get behind someone that's driving you nuts on a two-lane highway. Autonomously driven cars, self-driven cars, which now apparently are just a couple of years away, aren't going to drive the way you want to drive. Now, after a couple of generations, people are going to get used to this, but I have been driving the way I want to drive, and I'll admit it's not always the best driving. I'm not going to lie about that. Since 1978. I don't think people will be this accepting of this, and I don't know that I like the idea of cars doing all the work because computers do fail. I like the idea of cars doing more of the work. I think that is working in commercial aircraft. Rick on the road. Rick, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
What about, this is actually a question. How about if somebody's been drinking and they get behind the wheel? Are they now responsible, or is it the car that's going to take control?
If it's, well, there is no such thing as drunk driving if it's a fully autonomous car. If it's a car that does the driving, you're not driving. Now, that part might be pretty attractive to it. But then there's the question, okay, and I hadn't considered this, can you switch it on and off? Can it be fully automated, but you drive when you want to drive? If that's the case, then would you be in trouble for not letting the car do the driving when you were drunk?
Exactly. And that's, you know, it's really one of them things that damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, I don't know about that. Now, let's think about that. If you're not driving, it's not drunk driving. If you're not in control of the vehicle, it's not drunk driving.
See, the thing is you can still get a ticket for drunk driving even without the engine on and your keys are in the ignition.
I understand that. You can be, in fact, and this has happened, you can be in the back seat sleeping, but if the keys are in the ignition. What we're talking about here, the law would have to catch up because you are not driving the vehicle. That does make it attractive. And now that I'm thinking this through more on the air, a concept where I can let it drive when I want it to, much like an autopilot at 30,000 feet. If I want to let it do all the work when I'm driving through the Dakotas or Wyoming or Montana, maybe that's not such a bad idea. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, Matt in Appleton. Matt, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I've been fixing cars since I was 14, so the idea of an automated car is amazing. Just one thing I have a problem with is it's going to reduce the amount of patrol officers that we're going to need. So that's going to be job losses for us.
Well, maybe someday when all cars are automated. Here's the other issue. Now, you bring up an issue, though, Nick, because you're right in a world where all cars, Matt, where all cars are automated. You're okay. Right. But here's another thing. Would we, and think about this, would we be more or less safe on roads where half the cars are automated and follow all the rules and half don't?
Well, there's no argument. We would definitely be more safe.
You think so, huh?
I do.
See,
where half the cars are automated, I would say we'd be more safe.
Okay, what about the half that aren't automated that are pissed off because the automated cars are following all the rules?
Yeah.
that's where I see a problem. Thanks a lot for the call. To Nick on the road. Nick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a professional driver. I drive like 50 hours a week. I don't think I'd like to let a computer take control. Plus, what happens if you get a virus in your car?
Well, I suppose that that's a possibility. However, how much downloading or talking to other computers is your car going to do? Or are you saying it's going to be hacked remotely by RF?
Did you see that YouTube video where they're controlling the car with the laptop on the Wi-Fi? They're making you do all sorts of crazy things, like the horn honked and everything else.
Well, and look, any system can be defeated. I absolutely won't disagree with that. Right now, and maybe there's a day where I would change my mind, I like the idea of having this mirror what we've done with commercial aircraft, where the autopilot, the plane, does a lot of the work, but not all of the work. I think that has made aviation safer. And I think a car that does more of the work but still has a pilot, if you will, in control is better than a fully automated car. But we seem to be headed toward the fully automated car. And if you believe this, 90% are willing to accept it if it saves the money on insurance. Barry on the road. Barry, go ahead.
Jerry, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Along with the last caller, I'm also a CDL holder. And I don't like the idea of anybody else having control of the vehicle except me. But I'll tell you what. We've already got companies that have drivers with automatic logs. If there was ever automatic vehicles, commercial vehicles, that kind of technology, these trucking companies would be all over that because of the restrictions that we have, the hours we can drive each day, and we have to have our brakes and things like that. I think they'd be all over it. And unfortunately, I think maybe there's a day that you're going to see that.
I'll be honest with you, Barry. I think there is a day when it's going to come. What I find interesting, thanks a lot for the call, is how willing, if you believe this survey, that people are to accept it because it does take total control away from you. And a transition period where half the cars are following all the rules and obeying excellent driving, assuming the computer works right, and half aren't, I think would create a hell of a mess. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.